This is the KASU 604 newscast for Tuesday, September 19th. I'm Brandon Tabor. Most entities hoping to obtain licenses to grow or distribute medical marijuana in Arkansas waited until yesterday's deadline to submit applications. Only 5 cultivation facilities and 32 retail dispensaries will be selected. Scott Hardin, a spokesman for the Department of Finance and Administration, says there were long lines of people waiting several hours to file the extensive paperwork.
Hands down, the busiest day that we've had thus far. So we think that people just wanted to prepare the best possible application they could. And in order to do that, spent a lot of time on it. I'm talking to people who, you know, have 100 plus hours into these applications. And so I think they're definitely wanting to present the best product they can. And I think a lot of holding to the last minute is just getting these applications in their minds maybe perfect.
The applications will be submitted to the Arkansas Medical Marijuana Commission, which will score each one based on set criteria. That includes having the financial resources to successfully manage the business and the needed medical expertise. The commission will also try to spread the facilities evenly around the state. Arkansas State University has signed leases with the cities of Walnut Ridge and Imboden for the facilities that would house disaster preparedness training. The leases are for 50 years. Both locations would support the latest training and response for students, as well as first responders and other emergency managers from across the nation. Walnut Ridge Mayor Charles Snapp.
It's a large enough move that I'm not sure we understand the full potential that we could the results of the economic impact from this, but this is a big step forward for Walnut Ridge and the people. When the construction starts, you've got construction people staying in the area. You've got attendees that are training in the area coming to town, which all is going to have a huge economic impact. But also, you've got the advantage of having better trained personnel, first responders, in the whole central United States area.
Training would include natural disasters, water rescue, wilderness searches, and high voltage training for utilities. Facilities will be constructed when funds are available. It is a multi-million dollar project. Between 50 and 200 people a week are expected to attend training at the facilities when they start. And the Missouri State Highway Patrol troopers will all be carrying the opioid overdose reversal medication Narcan once they complete training. This comes after Missouri Governor Eric Greitens signed an executive order in July, which made the medication available over the counter. The drug has been stored in ambulances for several years, but troopers will carry it as a means to bridge the gap until a paramedic arrives. Troopers are being trained to use a nasal spray version, which works in about 2 to 5 minutes. Follow us on Facebook. We're at KASU Public Radio. I'm Brandon Tabor, KASU News.